Well, now time for a world of news with Matt Bevan again. Hello, Matt.
G'day, Geraldine. The US President Donald Trump is working hard to make some political hay out of the death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi on the weekend, riffing on the raid which led to the terrorist's death in a speech to the International Association of Chiefs of Police conference in Chicago.
We killed ISIS leader al-Baghdadi. They've been looking for him for a long time. They've been looking for him for many years. He was a sick and depraved man, and now he's dead. He's dead. He's dead as a doornail. And he didn't die bravely either, I will tell you that. He should have been killed years ago. Another president should have gotten him. But to me, it was very important. I would say all the time they'd walk into my office, sir, we killed this leader at a low level, this leader. I said, I never heard of him. I want al-Baghdadi. That's the only one I know now. I want al-Baghdadi. Get him. And they got him.
More details have been coming out over the last 24 hours about what led to the raid and how it happened. The intelligence which triggered it was a tip from a disaffected ISIS member who had become an informant for Kurdish forces working with the Americans. The president had military options on his desk on Friday once they knew when and where al-Baghdadi was hiding. The following day, after a round of golf, the president settled into the Situation Room to watch the raid. Chinook helicopters took off from al-Assad Air Base in western Iraq, flew to Idlib province in Syria where al-Baghdadi's compound was. They blasted through a wall rather than going through the door for fear of a booby trap. And a dog chased al-Baghdadi and his children into a tunnel where he blew up a suicide vest. The troops then stayed to gather material at the compound for 2 hours, then left. Fighter jets then came in and flattened the compound. There's already some dispute about a few of those details, particularly the idea that al-Baghdadi was whimpering and crying, which President Trump has repeated a number of times. NBC's Courtney Cube has reported it's difficult to tell how he would have been able to hear the whimpering or crying.
If the dog had a camera that had some sort of audio source that was feeding live video back, that's really the only way that President Trump or anyone in the Situation Room could have been getting live audio feed.
Yesterday, the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, was unable to confirm whether al-Baghdadi was whimpering and crying when he died. Today, at a press conference, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said he was also unable to confirm it.
I know the president had planned to talk down to the unit and unit members, but I don't know what the source of that was there, but I assume it was talking directly to unit and unit members.
So you haven't talked to any unit members who've described that to you?
I have not talked to unit members, no, that's correct. I've talked to the commander, CENTCOM, and others, but not down to the unit members, down at that level of fidelity.
But beyond that, in the international community, there's some dispute about whether America killed al-Baghdadi at all. 2 years ago, Russia announced that they had killed him in an airstrike. The Americans disputed that. But now Russia is disputing whether America has killed the ISIS leader, despite President Trump specifically thanking Russia for their assistance in the raid yesterday.
Russia treated us great. They opened up. We had to fly over certain Russia areas, Russia-held areas. Russia was great. Iraq was excellent. We really had great cooperation. And you have to understand, they didn't know what we were doing and where we were going exactly.
Russia is disputing essentially all of that, according to TRT World's Nia Punia.
We heard from the Russian Defense Ministry here in Moscow, and they've responded directly to what the American president have said. One, they've said there's no conclusive proof that they have done what they've managed to do, which is to kill Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. They've also said that, as far as they know, there is no information on the ground that Russia in any way assisted the flying of U.S. troops over territory that's controlled by them. Also saying that, as far as they know, they've not seen any strikes in that region, like America claims.
Additionally, there are questions about whether this raid, though successful, was rushed. Rukmini Kalamaki from the New York Times, the host of the Caliphate podcast, which was broadcast here on RN, has some some details on that.
This is an area that is known for being ruled by rebel groups that are affiliated with Al-Qaeda. It's also an area that is under Russian and Syrian airspace, and that makes it difficult for the U.S. to go in. I believe, from speaking to sources, that the reason that they went ahead with the raid now is that as the U.S. pulls out of this area of northeastern Syria, it's going to be increasingly more difficult to have eyes on the ground, to have what they called HUMINT, human intelligence on the ground, as well as to have the drone footage and the overhead surveillance that allows these kind of raids to take place.
But nevertheless, he is dead, according to the Defense Secretary, Mark Esper.
Baghdadi and the thugs who follow him were responsible for some of the most brutal atrocities of our time. His death marks a devastating blow for the remnants of ISIS, who are now deprived of their inspirational leader following the destruction of their physical caliphate earlier this year.
The US military has confirmed that the remains of al-Baghdadi have been disposed of. They haven't said how or where, though, Geraldine.
Okay, well, that's... The tone is still causing me to take my breath in. Thank you indeed, Matt Bevan.